How do you get better from where you were last year?
We would look at the things that we could have done better and harp on the technique, the fundamental side, and when we work collectively, togetherly as a whole, to make each other better.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the kind of the variety of this wide receiver group, is it still is the depth still there even without Mike?
Definitely. We got a bunch of big play guys, a bunch of guys that's capable, and a bunch of guys that are excited for new opportunities.
What type of give and take was there in the offseason with between players, coaching staff, just to, trying to get on the same page or making tweaks necessary to kind of adjust from last year? Now you've had a year with Todd under.
I mean, we had a chance to study our game from last year, the improvements that we needed to be done. Coaches got a chance to look over some things they wanted to get better and we could do better. And here we are, day one, to get it started.
Mm-hmm. Anything different that you do coming off an 8-8 season, or is it still business as usual?
A lot of things you do different. You critique the crap out of your game and find things that you could do to be better. Me and such, being quick to the tuck, ball security is going to be key, and definitely making big plays for the team.
You the new leader of the wideouts?
Definitely. I got to be a vocal guy who set the tempo, who set the standard around here, and that's what I'm here to do.
That's a lot to throw on the young guy.
I've been here for a couple of years now. I understand tradition. I understand how things need to be done. And I got great for the job.
Do you still feel like a young guy, or do you feel like a veteran?
I feel a little bit both. You know, we don't really buy into feeling. We just want to come out here, put on tape, and get the guys going around.
What do you think Emmanuel will do stepping into the starter's role?
I think he'll do really good. I think he's excited for the opportunity. He's looking forward for his chance, and I think he's got a lot to prove.
Emmanuel, Ben was just talking about the give and take this offseason between players, position coaches, Todd, just kind of streamlining things a little bit. Is that, you kind of feel that out on the field?
What do you mean by the give and take?
He just said there was some feedback back and forth, and the coaches adjusted to some things.
You know, last year we had an 8-8 season. People around here are upset about that season, and we don't want that to happen again. So, you know, last year Coach Haley, it was his first year off in the system, first year bringing the system here, our first year in his system. So, you know, we're off a little bit, and it was obvious on the football field. But, you know, this year we're working hard to not allow that to happen again. So that we could score points.
I would imagine there's a different, for a coach even, the personnel, once you actually see it for a full season.
Yeah, I mean, you're much more comfortable. That's just like in college. When I came in college, it was my first year. I was, you know, I didn't understand it, but by the fourth year, everything came second nature to me. And that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get to the point where everything is second nature, the terminology, the feel of being on the field. And, you know, we're working to get there.
What about not having Mike here from a locker room standpoint? I know the whole group of you guys, you're pretty close.
You know, it's definitely different. But, you know, Mike has to do the best thing for his family and for himself. And, we all, you know, everyone wishes him the best of luck. He's going to be coming to Hinesville next year, so that's going to be fun.
I know you mentioned the X's and O's of who's playing the X and the Y and the Z and so forth, but how do you attempt to replace that raw foot speed that he had, or can you?
You don't attempt to replace it. Why would you try and replace one of the fastest guys in the National Football League? You know, Coach Haley, he's a coach, and he works with the personnel that he has. And, you know, me, Antonio, and Plexico, and Jayco, and we, you know, the whole receiver core, we have speed. We got guys that can make plays. So, you know, we're going to work with what we got, and what we got is pretty good, I think.
Beyond his absence, just the onus that falls on the wide receiver to pick up your game as a whole based on last year?
You don't have to pick up your game. You just got to continue to work hard and make plays. When you think about trying to pick up your game, things, talks like that, I don't think in that term. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was just continuing to make plays. Last year I was the number 3. I got an opportunity to be the number 2, so my targets will go up.